This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy, happy Friday. Here comes the weekend. It is 7:07. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. And Greg Cassidy is here, of course.
Hey.
Top stories, that awful helicopter crash, wiping out a family and the pilot in New York, killing a total of six. It appears that helicopter was breaking up into pieces before it even hit the water. Just a tragic story.
Oh, yeah.
Hearts and prayers go out for all the family members that, and the the pilot's family, of course, as well. Just a terrible tragedy. Good things to look forward to, though. Orange and blue game coming up Saturday, kickoff at 1. And at 11, that's when they'll kind of start the festivities. We've got a championship men's basketball team that people are going to be cheering for. It's going to be a good time, and the weather is going to be absolutely outstanding this weekend. There's a chance for a few scattered showers a little bit later on this evening, maybe around dinner time or a little bit past it. And then tomorrow, we're going to get sunny skies Sunday. Same thing. Mid-70s, going to be
nice.
Awesome. And I'm sure the folks that are teeing off the Masters are pretty happy about the conditions. Sometimes you get some really nasty stuff rolling through there. But Justin Rose has a 3-shot lead. He pulled a 7-under-65 for the first round. Second round will begin, obviously, today. And still got the T word going on. Still the elephant in the room. The tariffs.
Terrible
tariffs. They're actually working pretty well. You've got a pharmaceutical company is already saying that they're willing to pledge $23 billion in U.S. investment. $23 billion.
That's a lot of billions.
Novartis, they're a Swiss company, and this will give them 10 facilities. They have 3 now. This is going to expand all of their operations in the U.S., Florida, Texas. You're going to talk about at least probably 4,000 additional U.S. jobs.
Wow, that'd be nice.
Yes.
And more pharmaceuticals made, guess where, here at home.
Where supply chain breakdowns will not impact us if we prepare and take care of ourselves, and put America and Americans first, a concept that seems to escape the minds of some who, well, I don't know about their minds. They're in question.
They've lost it.
And that is the new mantra of the left, by the way. Trump is cuckoo. He is crazy. He is bat stuff crazy. That's their new thing. You're going to hear it.
That's amazing.
You'll hear it all day, probably all weekend.
Yeah.
And that'll be their catchphrase. Questioning the mental acuity of Donald J. Trump.
After 4 years of Joe Biden.
Isn't that amazing?
That's laughable.
They don't recognize when somebody, their mental acuity is slipping. They don't recognize it. Otherwise, they would have, helped Joe Biden or dealt with it, or they wouldn't have lied and covered up and said how sharp he is in meetings when in fact we know better. And a lot of it was hidden. I mean, the stuff we saw,
goodness.
The debate.
Yeah.
That debate should have never occurred. They should have already had dealt with the issue. But, they would that would literally rather get elected running a corpse, sad to say, and winning than actually going through a legitimate process.
Makes you wonder how bright the Dems are. I mean, they can't
the
tell.
The Dems?
The lefties. They
yeah,
can't.
How bright the Dems are.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Well, you kind of did it. Thank you.
I'm good and didn't know it. They don't know the difference between men and women. They can't tell
true.
When someone has lost all their, you know, mental capabilities. I mean, they're just not really observant.
And if a kid tells you what gender they think they are, you should just, well, you know, believe them.
Yeah, right.
But if they have an eating disorder, clearly they're not seeing themselves clearly as who they are.
These people.
Huh.
As we like to say. These people.
These people. That's our theme.
These people.
All right. We've got your Rock the Country tickets. This is going to be a huge show. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and a whole bunch more. This is over 2 days, May 9th and 10th, coming to Ocala. Rock the Country, a festival for we the people and 97.3 The Sky. We've got your tickets Monday morning on the Bob Rose Show. That's this year's show, right? Right, Chia?
Mm-hmm.
You listen up Monday morning, you get the code word, and then you text and could possibly win your tickets. Message and data rates may apply. And tickets are on sale now at rockthecountry.com. And Greg, you know, pointed out that it's Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
That could be a good time bonding with mom and just a good time all the way around and building memories, you know?
That'd be awesome.
So have fun. It is going to be a good time, I have no doubt. Kid Rock, I've seen him probably three times.
Yeah.
And he's got a ton of energy. He has a ton of talent. They put on a great show. And that's just him. I mean, I've never gotten to see Hank Jr.
No, me neither.
And you got a bunch of very, very talented folks that are going to be there. It's going to be excellent entertainment all of that weekend long. All right. What's SCOTUS up to these days? The Supreme Court.
They've been busy lately.
They have.
They get all kinds of stuff thrown at them. Lots of things to do.
This one, in this ruling, now, the Trump administration has had most of the rulings going in their favor, as they should, okay? In this case, this one is, this one's kind of complicated. We're talking about the guy that was deported to an El Salvador prison. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the Trump administration must facilitate the release of Kilmer Abrego Garcia, a man who was in the United States illegally, but who was mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador. I'll try to simplify it for you. Apparently, his asylum, his call for asylum, meaning he felt like if he returned to his home country, his life would be in danger. So he's still a bad guy. But if he is an El Salvador, he's from El Salvador. And so as part of that, we can deport him. He's what they call deportable.
Okay.
The thing is, though, we can't, I think, legally send him back to his country of origin because we accepted his asylum claim that his life was in danger if he went back.
But could we send him someplace else?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, just checking.
Well, you have to find out, you know, who and where and what. I mean, you got to remember, I mean, we're paying for the prisons.
Right.
We struck a deal with El Salvador.
Right.
So I don't know if we have other deals in the works, but we're going to have to foot the bill.
Yeah.
At least a good portion of it, for sure. But it's worth it, right? Don't you want the bad people out of here, the criminals, the gang members, the murderers, the rapists?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So kind of a minor setback, but they're going to have to deal with this one. And it is, you know, it's an anomaly kind of a situation. And that's going to occur sometimes. The problem is the left, all they'll ever talk about is anything that doesn't go 100% correct, and they'll make it sound like, well, everything is being done poorly. That's not the truth at all. We know that. Are you ready for what's bugging you? This is where you call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better. Don't carry that baggage around all weekend when we make it easy and free. 877-975-9825. Don't be shy. Call in now. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. All right, so call in now. What's bugging you on 97.3 The Sky? Happy, happy Friday. Here comes the weekend, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is. Could be something small. Could be turn signals. Could be headlights that people don't turn on when it's still dawn or dusk or raining. Or it could be major stuff, dealing with tariffs, geopolitical stuff, whatever. We just want you to feel better, especially going into the weekend. So call now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But do call in, and don't be shy. Good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? I just found that I've been ripped off for umpteeny years by Express Scripts. Express Scripts is a mail order pharmacy that is sponsored through TRICARE, which is
For veterans.
Military, but, mm-hmm. Right. Well, they charge you $13 for handling and shipping, and they throw two prescriptions in the same package, and then it's up to $26.
No.
Well, we just transferred everything over to Walgreens. The thing that was $26 to the local Walgreens is $4.20. And then another one that was $13 separate was 78 cents at Walgreens. I think Doge should look at this, since it's, you know, it's taxpayer money. They're using the post office to rip off veterans.
That's a great point to bring up, and hopefully that will be one of the things they can uncover. And there's all kinds of prescription aids where you can find the lowest prices, and I've used them, and they definitely help, and they are effective and can sometimes make a big difference. So good work, Phil, and thanks for sharing that with others. And Horse Sense, what's bugging you?
Yes, good morning, man. I'm not minimizing what happened in the helicopter crashing in New York in the Hudson River. That's definitely newsworthy, and it's a horrible thing. But I don't understand. Maybe you could help me. I don't understand why what happened in the Dominican Republic earlier in the week, where the roof collapsed and killed maybe 200 people, and hardly a word heard about it anywhere. The only reason I heard anything is my wife is Puerto Rican, and she watches the Spanish station, and she told me about it right away. And hardly anything heard, like, anywhere. But all I listen to is the radio, the Sky all day, so I may have missed it, but it's definitely not been very newsworthy, and I just don't quite get it. Maybe you can help me out there.
It was covered on our network news substantially.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of related stories because there were some former MLB baseball players that mm-hmm. were involved. So, yeah, it was high profile. And from my perspective in talk, it you could bring it up, but then it's like, you know, caved-in roof kills 100, good or bad. You know
right.
what I mean? It's
yeah.
not really a, you know, it's a tragedy.
Tragic. Yeah,
and,
right.
and I guess you could say the same thing about, you know, the helicopter crash as well.
Mm-hmm.
But no, yep. I get where you come. Look, if we could do all things all the time, well, they would just make me work longer hours. They wouldn't
Ooh,
compensate me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm pretty happy with how it is now, and hopefully you are too. All right. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. We have some rare open lines, so go ahead and call in now. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what was bugging me is the reporting, Fox reporting on the whole family getting wiped out. They didn't include that children were part of that sometimes. That really, really ticked me off. But, you know, the whole family, including three children wiped out, children killed in tornadoes. God is so...
Okay, we've heard your
yes, and actually,
sarcasm.
If you really paid attention, they told you on the news that three children died.
Yeah,
John.
And it's been all up and down the news, and I don't know, as far as I can tell, not maybe when it first broke, but very clearly afterwards. John, his whole shtick is he's, I guess, atheist or whatever, anti-God. Right. So his point is, where's God when these tragedies happen? And I love him to do that, because what happens is he opens the door for me to be able to, share with my listeners. Bad things happen to good people and to others so that the glory of God may be revealed. And if you don't understand that, that's fine. But think about it. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Okay, mine is so trivial, but it's the newer cars. Okay, so this Charger does not look like anything like the Charger or the GTOs. That does not look like a GTO. But I was driving behind a truck, and it says it was a Maverick. It's like, okay, I can see where most of these cars all look the same, or, they're all the body styles are the same, but a Maverick is not a truck.
It is now. Yeah. They rested that name, whatever you want to call it. They quit making Maverick many years ago, and then they decided, hey, this name badge, we like it. We're going to apply it to the smaller sized truck. So,
my biggest though is taking that four door EV, putting some Mustang taillights on it, and
I knew you were going to go there
because I'm
calling it
Mach 1.
I'm calling it a Mach something.
Yeah, well, Mach E, no.
But
no.
You know what they're doing?
No.
You know what they're doing? If you like Ford, you know what they're doing.
What's that?
They're mocking you.
They are. I don't like it.
Hey, Brian, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is ever since these lefties started firebombing the Teslas and the dealerships, they're against fossil fuels. So what are they putting in the Molotov cocktail? Solar-powered
Molotov cocktails.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, keep it green.
Yeah.
I'm going to put moss all over your Tesla. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, last time I called you with the gold update, price of gold, it was around $2,600 an ounce. The gold price has increased an average of $100 an ounce for the last 5 months, every month, for the last 5 months. And it's right now standing at $3,239 an ounce. And this is why we have inflation. This is why we're always going to be at war, because we have nothing backing our money. $100 a month, every month for the last 5 months, that's how much gold has gone up on average. It's crazy. And you talk about the tariffs and everything. This is why we have these problems, because we don't have anything backing our money. So the only thing we know how to do is have war to keep our reserve currency, and that's what's going to continue to happen.
Yeah, the game changer is Trump. Now, I don't know that he's going to put us somehow back on the gold standard. We don't even know if there's any gold in Fort Knox, do we? All right. Appreciate the input from everybody and participating with What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, Chuck Todd, of all people, makes a stunning admission. We will share that with you next on 97.3 The Sky. God bless America.
America.
Rise and shine and take a deep breath and appreciate the awesomeness in which you're experiencing right now, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:34. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Billionaire Palestinian American developer who was accused by October 7th victims' families of aiding and abetting Hamas has resigned from his position on the Dean's Council at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government. This from the New York Post as an exclusive can reveal, with the school acknowledging the civil complaint raises serious allegations. Bashar Masri stepped down from his post at the Ivy League University days after nearly 200 family members of victims of the deadly attack in Israel sued him in D.C. federal court for allegedly aiding the construction of tunnels and rocket launchers at Gaza-based properties. Well, he denies having anything to do with all of that, of course, so we'll continue to follow that. but, you know, a billionaire Palestinian-American developer.
Wow.
Okay. And we'll see how that, you know, that lawsuit, you know, how that winds its way through the court and what the outcome will be. John Nolte is an op-ed writer for Breitbart, and he has a pretty good way of looking at things, and some of the things he points out, you get kind of a chuckle out of. Oh, we're talking about Chuckle Todd.
What?
Chuckle Todd.
Chuckle Todd.
Well, otherwise known as Chuck Todd.
Oh.
Yes.
Now I get where
you're
going.
Yeah, the talking head, lefty, can you even call these people quasi-journalists? Whatever.
Eh.
But, I mean, you know he's a lefty.
Right.
Does everybody know that?
Well, he's a mainstream media, right?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, then yes.
John Nolte writes, we're in a fascinating age where those who aided and abetted the cover-up of Joe Biden's painfully obvious mental and physical deterioration are now telling the truth while pretending they had nothing to do with the cover-up. Yeah. He says, remember, they were all in on it. Todd says he questioned whether or not Biden should have run for re-election. Really? For 2 decades, we all watch how Chuck Todd, anything trivial and beyond, it didn't matter. He could whip it into a national narrative. So where was all the talk about this issue, the condition of Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Todd reminds me of Jake Tapper writing a book about the Biden cover-up as though these videos do not exist. Huh. Because there's plenty of video evidence because these guys are talking heads on TV. So, but they don't care. I mean, look, did you see the video of Chuck Schumer?
Oh, my goodness.
Where he was for Chinese tariffs?
Uh-huh.
And he made a very compelling case. And I want to say that was about 19 or 20 years ago that he made this compelling case.
Yep.
And all the things that he's talking about in the case for tariffs on China, not only are they still true today, but all the numbers got more advantageous for China and very detrimental on our side. In other words, things got much, much worse. But now he's against tariffs on China. It's amazing how these people, they can just, you know, turn on a dime. Yeah, maybe sometimes it costs more than a dime.
Ours.
Or
China's.
Yeah. So anyway, Chuck Todd has finally admitted the corporate media would rather lie to the public than report the truth that might help President Donald Trump. Wow. That's a bombshell. That Chuck Todd admits the media would rather lie than help Trump. And the thing is, all of us on the right, all of us that support Trump, we already know that's true. But to get somebody like him to admit that, that's pretty big. Hey, the 6th annual appreciation dinner for Soldiers Freedom Outdoors is coming up. Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. My friend Dan DeMarco has been running that for, over a decade now. And the idea behind it is healing the hidden wounds of war, treating our veteran community. And they do a great job. They have an equestrian program and all kinds of great things going on. But they need your support. So the 6th Annual Appreciation Dinner is a fundraiser. It is April 26th, and it is at the World Equestrian Center. So whether you want to volunteer, you know, out at the location, whether you want to do a sponsorship of a table for a veteran, or maybe for, you know, if you have a company, do it for the company. Major General James the Hammer Hartzell is going to speak. Food, drink, live auctions. It's going to be an excellent time. And this is at the World Equestrian Center on April 26th. Please go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org for more information. That's soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. And thanks for your continuing support. Adam Shifty Schiff, the senator from California. Yeah, he's at it again. This time he says that the Republican Party will ditch Trump like rats off a sinking ship if tariffs continue.
All right.
There may be some that abandon him. There's some that, you know, that are so-called conservative, so-called Republican rhinos, whatever, that have gotten squishy very quickly over the tariff thing. And they caved. I mean, okay, these are people that they don't understand the art of the deal because they've never actually maybe had to really bargain for anything. They've never actually had to go to bat, so to speak. So they don't really completely understand the concept. It's kind of the almost the lay there and take it mentality. No, why should America pay for the rest of the world? That's ridiculous. And China is, I mean, it's like I said, Chuck Schumer made the case for tariffs on China 20 years ago, and things have only gotten progressively worse. Yeah, progressively worse.
I see what you did there, yeah.
So, yeah, so Adam Schiff, his contribution now is on MSNBC that has about 12 to 15 people listening at any one time.
Ooh, numbers are up.
President Donald Trump, if he continues imposing these tariffs, Republicans will abandon him like rats off a sinking ship. Host Nicole Wallace said, I mean, the other thing that's happened is Donald Trump's approval rating has plunged. He's at 41% overall approval, down to 40% on the economy. The tariffs are lower than that. When do you think Republicans will reassert themselves as elected officials? What? Donald Trump is a Republican who has definitely asserted himself because he's following through with all of his campaign promises and the reason we voted for him. He is an anomaly because he's not a politician, and when he speaks, he actually follows through and delivers on it versus all the other lying sacks that have come and gone through the years. So that's what, first of all, you hate him and everything he represents, okay? So, you know, yeah, you tout the market is going through, you know, having problems, and you do it with a smile and a smirk on your face. When you had to report that it had a record day just the other day, it is like you said it like you were talking about a funeral. It's so painfully obvious. The bias is ridiculous. Nicole Wallace, is she really worried about the president's approval ratings going down? No, she is celebrating it. But here's the thing, and she might not be able to grasp this. How much do you think Trump cares right now about his approval rating?
Nah.
He knows. He even said it, that, look, we're going to have some challenges ahead. There's going to be, you know, changes that can bring some level of difficulty, pain even. Yeah, he spelled it out. Look, this is, I guess you could term it this. This is the Great Reset. Not going the status quo that is leading us to a path of economic hell. He's resetting that. He's going to reestablish and restabilize America. While we still have that chip to play, if we keep playing the game the same way that we've been doing, we're not going to have a position of power. We will be in real economic turmoil. Right now, we have the position of being the world's greatest shoppers, quite frankly. And as long as that is true, we'll have leverage over China. Let's go to Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Tom, you're on the air.
So I was watching a show where they had Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, on. And he's generally doesn't take any political sides because, you know, he makes his money from Republicans and Democrats. He said Trump is spot on for these tariffs against China, except he thinks he should do 400% to 1,200% tariffs on China, because according to him, China is the worst country on the planet. They steal our intellectual property. He always says IP, doesn't say intellectual property, and there's nothing we can do about it. The companies he represents aren't allowed to sue the Chinese companies in China for all the patents that they steal, and they start producing all of their products with our technology.
Oh, yeah, and that's not to mention all of the hacking and other things. They've wormed their way in to our infrastructure.
Yep.
And they even admitted it in a secret meeting recently that, yes, they did do that. It had to do with our ports, I think some water, other utilities. Yeah. Yeah, they're not good. They're not good global citizens. They're certainly not good trading partners. But, you know, they've met their match in Donald Trump. 7:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you download your podcast. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Go Gators tomorrow. Football? You betcha. Details on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and happy weekend. Happy Friday, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. And, yep, this is the Orange and Blue weekend where the Gators are going to play each other. And, yes, big game at the stadium. Had 48,000 show up last year. It's going to be even bigger with our national championship basketball team. It's going to be out there for the festivities. Things get rolling around 11. The actual game will start at 1. So there'll be things happening around the stadium before that. It's always a good time. Just be prepared. Yeah. There's going to be some crowds there. You got the second round of the Masters going on today from Augusta.
Yeah.
Justin Rose in the lead, 7-under 65. He shot yesterday. He's got a 3-shot lead. We'll see if he can maintain that. It's usually pretty exciting. I will catch bits and pieces of it probably while I try to enjoy what is shaping up to be an absolutely gorgeous weekend. It may be one of the last really nice weekends before it starts to get really, really hot. We're looking at like sunny and mid-70s. I mean, it is
72 tomorrow, 75 Sunday. That's after a little rain comes through maybe this evening.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it really is. Ryan Wesley Ruth, the second wannabe assassin of President Trump during the 24 election season, who was accused of trying to kill the president at his golf course in September, as you recall, has finally been charged with attempted murder and terrorism by the state of Florida. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer was on with Fox and Friends yesterday morning and said that his office has finally secured a warrant and is charging Ruth with the attempted first-degree murder and terrorism after the former administration stonewalled Florida's efforts to pursue justice. The Biden administration.
Wow.
Really? Wow. Isn't that... I mean...
Are we surprised, though?
That's
really?
The thing.
They were so bad.
And what would the purpose be to get in the way of...
Yeah.
You know, our effort to follow through the state of Florida. I mean, you have a duty. You know?
Amazing.
The guy was, making an attempt on the life of a former president and a candidate for president. And, of course, the state of Florida has a duty. Why the Biden administration? I don't know how they would even see really the benefit to that unless, and I'm just kind of thinking out loud here. Did it give them a chance to maybe make sure there were no ties back to anybody?
You mean some house cleaning kind of stuff?
Well,
sort of.
Yeah, tie up loose ends.
Yeah.
Burn documents.
Yes. Delete emails. I don't know. Texts. They're good at that.
Scrub hard drives with a cloth.
Yeah.
Like Hillary. I don't know.
It makes you wonder, though, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, more documents apparently are going to be released, a document dump, whatever you want to call it, that has to do with JFK and MLK Jr. But, is there going to be anything in there that is strikingly different than all the things we've already heard or known?
Well, it's kind of like with the JFK thing. People expected some bombshell. No,
yeah.
Remember, they're releasing the paperwork that they have allowed to stay in the archives, which is the official story anyway.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get the second and third party smoking gun kind of thing. It's just not going to happen.
Really? So, I mean, it's all then, it's...
Much about
kind of
do about nothing. Yeah,
is it a nothing burger?
I kind of think so. We're not going to get anything new if we're just getting the official story.
Just the same old dried up nothing burger.
That does not sound tasty.
Close to 400 local law enforcement agencies across the U.S. have signed up to work with the Department of Homeland Security in turning over criminal illegal aliens to Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents since President Trump was inaugurated in late January. The data shared by the House Judiciary Immigration Subcommittee this week and compiled by the NICE, actually, shows that since Trump was inaugurated, about 376 local law enforcement agencies have signed agreements with ICE called 287G. And these agreements allow local police to seamlessly identify criminal illegal aliens in their jails and prisons and swiftly turn them over to ICE agents for arrest and deportation. In the last week alone, 55 local law enforcement agencies signed the similar agreements. So there's now more than actually 510 local partners through the program.
Nice.
Former President Joe Biden's DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas sought to dismantle the program while gutting immigration detention space. Yeah, he was more about opening the doors and lying about it. And then opening the doors and lying about that there was a crisis at the border. And meanwhile, he was doing everything he could to prevent solid law enforcement from getting rid of the criminal illegals. What an absolute
amazing
mess.
Just amazing.
Really is. Yep. A Democrat has come out and said something that's uncomfortable, I think. Who would be against the Laken Riley Act? This was the young woman that was murdered at the hands of an illegal,
right,
who shouldn't have been in this country.
Right.
And so this is going to toughen some of the rules. Like if you're arrested for maybe a lesser crime, you're going to be dealt with in a harsher way because that's exactly what happened with the guy involved in this Laken Riley murder. But you've got a Democrat who's saying, I regret voting for the Laken Riley Act.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll explain.
Man. Wow.
Coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. The big weekend. Lots going on. Masters, orange and blue game, perfect weather, and a chance to win Rock the Country tickets. I'll explain what you need to know about that coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.